rise for the invocation and pledge of allegiance. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here this evening. Please be with our residents and keep them safe. Please be with the Barbosa family and the Reeves family in loss of their loved ones. Please be with everyone who's lost loved ones, and please be with those who are ill. We ask that you watch this meeting this evening. Please bless our military, and please bless our leaders. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. The City of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Council Member Grant?
Here.
Council Member Apodaca?
Here.
Council Member Salazar?
Here.
Council Member Hernandez?
Here.
Council Member Martin?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here. We have, for citizens' participation, we have three individuals signed up this evening. The first one is Michael, sorry, I cannot read your last name. Starts with an L, all right? Regarding the FDPD sewer roads.
Okay. Evening, council members and mayor. One of the things I want to talk about the fire department is that I want to know what y'all going to do about pay, because I'm currently a firefighter at another district. And to me, the pay is one of the most deterrent things I've ever seen in the fire service. It's been the same pay. I know y'all bumped it up to 1037, but even for a TCFP paramedic, you're not going to get quantity, not quality. And then what I mean by that is that I had a structure fire across the street from my house, and they deployed a line. My wife watched him sit there for 15 minutes without deployed line, not once charged, and made entry into that structure fire. Also, that they never turned off the utilities until like 30 or 40 minutes into the scene. That is not acceptable. That's unheard of. Now, if there's a possibility we can look at it into trying to get PD and FD a better pay, so we don't have a revolving door consistently going in and out of the city. The only thing is that you keep at this rate, you're not gonna get the quality in anybody. They're just gonna get what they want, get the experience, and move out. Now, I've been a firefighter since 2011. I've lived here in Kirby for 33 years. I've moved out for six, but I've been here for most of my life. I grew up knowing the volunteers, and a lot of them, I still have friends with their kids. And Kirby actually had a very good name and had a very good reputation. Now, if we could raise up the bar on the pay, that's going to incline other people, people that not just straight out of the academy, all around Texas. They'll say, oh, hey, they pay pretty decent, because I know the pay is just the lowest in Texas. I've researched this numerous times, and I was wondering if we can look into trying to get better pay for the fire department and the police department. The sewer, I know y'all have an ordinance that, at least for where I live, is to the curb. I've been living with a sewage pond in front of my house for the past 6 years, as long as I've been living there. And it started when my daughter turned one. And I've tried to resolve it my own self by having someone come out there and replace the pipeline. Apparently, that pipeline had multiple breaks, and he tied into a 7-inch main. They also told me that the water district told me that when I had a water leak, that was on my side. And I actually had to sit there for an hour with a gallon shop vac and suck all the water out of where the meter was to prove to them that they were wrong. Okay, so I'm not saying I want to prove anybody wrong, but I would just like someone to at least fix the sewage. Because, I mean, the ordinance is saying from when the curb drops down to the street, that's when y'all will take care of it. But there's already apparently people on the community page that are having the same problem, but it's for them it's the alley to the main. I mean, is your ordinance actually compliant to where those pipes are lined? That's what I want to know. I want to see, because I've seen a lady across the street from where I live, and she got her sewage fixed up to a certain point, the same point where I got mine fixed, and she got hers fixed on Wheatland. Now, I currently live on Rutledge. I lived there for 6 years so far, and I've had the sewage pond, which is not healthy for my daughter or my wife who has asthma. And it's not pleasant when I have to sit out, like when I want to sit out on my front porch and smell sewage every single time I come outside to enjoy the evening. The roads, I would like to talk about the roads. I see that you are trying to make improvements on the roads, but the one road that I have had replaced three times in my wife's car, finally the car just, you know, went kaput, was her tie rods in. On Swan Lane, that's the most terrible road. I joke about this, but I'm serious. When I told my wife when I got my motorcycle, if I could survive Swan Road, I could survive anywhere. And so I would like y'all to, if y'all gonna do any more road improvements, please consider Swan Lane, because that's very dangerous. And it's even when it's wet roads, I've actually hit a pothole and swerved out. Okay, luckily I got control of it. But like I said, I've already replaced three sets of tie rods in on my wife's car. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Regarding ESD 11.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I'm addressing Council because there are numerous new members that were not seated during the time the city entered into the current ESD 11 contract with the county. A request was made to Council that the planning start for when ESD 11 goes away back during the last planning contract process. As time passes, Converse continues to expand, and the need for ESD 11 contracting with Kirby diminishes. The ESD 11 contract is coming due again this year. The city needs to have a plan, as was previously suggested when the current contract was being negotiated, and that was under Chief Alfaro's tenure. Because there are numerous new council members, and the city manager has stayed constant throughout this period, I am requesting that a member on council request that staff provide council with their plan on this matter. I am asking this so an informed and well-considered decision will be made on this important matter that potentially affects all residents in our community. Your failure to plan is planning to fail. So, please look into that. Thank you.
Thank you. Third is Susan Street regarding visuals during meetings.
Good evening. I noticed that the budget amendment is going to get read again tonight, and thank you, Patty, for getting me a copy just now. But I'm wondering if when we have things like a budget amendment or something of that nature where there are a lot of details that are going to be discussed or presented, that we have a visual that we can see. It's very hard to keep the numbers in your head when you don't have it in front of you somewhere. So it's just a suggestion for next time we have to do something like that.
All right.
Thank you.
And just to let you know, you can also look at the agenda, and if there's something on there that you'd like a copy of before the meeting, you're more than welcome to ask for that as well.
Thank you.
All right. That concludes citizens' participation. We will move to item 6A, consideration of an action on the regular meeting minutes of January 14th, 2021. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the meetings that are on January 14th, 2021.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to accept the regular meeting minutes of January 14th, 2020. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand.
Abstain.
One abstention due to absence. We will move to item 7A, the introduction of new city employees. We'll turn this to our city manager.
And Mayor, I'm going to ask if council would table this item. The new employees were not able to be here tonight. We'll try in next meeting, please.
All right, I will ask for an entertainment to, or entertain a motion to, yeah. I will ask to entertain a motion to table.
I make a motion we need to table.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Apodaca to table this item. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Here. I mean, yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. So that item will go to our agenda where there will be those city employees coming. All right, item 7B, retirement recognition to our police secretary, Devana Palomo. I will turn this over to our chief voice.
Devana? Okay, so Devana Palomo has been an employee of the city since the year 2000. She's worked, started off as a public works employee, dealing with their billing and running their office of permits. She eventually moved to City Hall, dealing with permits and helping out here. And then 7 years ago, when Deborah Wilson retired, she came over to the police department, and she has done a spectacular job since then. She has kept us on the straight and narrow and done everything that she could to make sure that we're as efficient as we can from local reports, state reports, federal reports. She's handled it all for us and done a spectacular job. We do hate to see you go. We do have a small token, a little something for you to take with you. We hope you like it.
And there you go.
Changes and things progress, and I just want to thank everybody. I've known Patty forever, and Joe since I worked at Public Works. I knew Joe. So, and it's been a pleasure working with the police department. I love you guys a lot. I'm going to miss everybody.
We're going to miss you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for being that constant.
And just a little something to add on. Yeah, when I first saw her working here, she was working back there where the old dog pound used to be. And we used to go over there and, you know, take care of items that we needed to take care of. First person you would see was Devana. Beautiful smile. Every time, no matter what was happening, beautiful smile. Then, of course, she came over here to City Hall. Same thing. Same thing. You walk in those doors, beautiful smile. And the last time I walked into the police department, who was there? Devana. Beautiful smile. So, yeah, it was my pleasure to work with you in all different areas. So good luck and Godspeed.
We will move to item 8A, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2020-890 regarding chapter 71, stopping, standing, and parking of the code of ordinance. This will be our second reading. If you recall at our last meeting, we passed the first reading of that ordinance. So I will entertain a motion.
This was at Kim's request.
Correct.
And we got it passed the first time around, so I'll put in a motion that we go ahead and pass ordinance number 2020-890 regarding chapter 71, stop, standing, and parking of code of ordinances.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Salazar, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to accept ordinance number O-2020-890 regarding chapter 71, stopping, standing, and parking of the code of ordinances. Is there any discussion?
Mayor, I have no idea what y'all might have changed on this. Could I get a input from someone?
We voted on it our last meeting.
This is the second reading.
This is the second reading.
I don't get to know what y'all changed.
We
I mean, I'm not going to change it. I just want to know what it was.
We didn't change anything. You voted on it the last meeting. It's the same thing. This is just the second reading of what we voted.
Readings to get it passed.
Okay, so nothing changed.
No, nothing's changed since last meeting. We just have to have two readings of the ordinances.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I'm asking about what was the change? It was brought up. What was the change that might have been made to the ordinance?
Cars sitting in one place for an extended amount of time.
Are you talking about the old one?
Yeah, versus the old one. Versus the old one.
We didn't make any changes to the ordinance from that we changed last council.
Right, not last week. The one prior. The one that was in place. And what did you modify to make this one?
So before, if there was a car that was sitting on the street for longer than 24 hours, you had to move it. Mm-hmm. So now it's 72 hours.
Okay, 72 hours.
And then that way we talked about if somebody had visitors, sometimes, you know, when you have holidays, there's people that may be staying for a long extended time. And of course, if there's a situation like that where there's an extenuating circumstance, you would just call the police department just to let them know what that situation was. But also in this, it was already in the ordinance, but one of the things we talked about is that if you did have a vehicle there, you could not for sale. You couldn't have any signage on the street that for this for sale, but that was already in the original ordinance too.
Okay.
So it was just this time frame because especially now with people that are homebound because of COVID and people are staying home working, that their cars may sit there longer.
True.
So there wasn't a whole bunch of changes to the original ordinance. It was just this the time frame. And go ahead.
No, and I was actually just going to say it's 7 days now parked on the street. It,
It was extended to 7 days.
Right, but 24 hours still applies to public property.
Right, so did we find out about Landis?
Yes, that is removed also. The city attorney advised that any private roads should not be included because the city basically would not be responsible for enforcing no parking there. We would enforce all other laws.
Which is what the discussion was at the last meeting, yes. Because that's what we were asking if anyone else, but not the people, the residents.
Yes, ma'am. So that was the only item removed from the last meeting to this meeting.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we have a motion by Councilmember Salazar, seconded by Councilmember Grant. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes, ordinance number O-2020-890 regarding Chapter 71, stopping, standing, and parking of the Code of Ordinances passes for the second reading. We will move to item 8B, discussion and possible action on appointment of a member to the Planning and Zoning Committee. Do we have any applications?
Do not.
All right, if anyone is interested in sitting on the Planning and Zoning Commission, please fill out an application for consideration of appointment. There is one vacancy for a term that expires August 2022.
If I may, Mayor, we had an inquiry about what requirements are to serve. So per the city charter, boards and commissions, you just need to be a registered voter and reside within the city limits. And Planning and Zoning meets every second Tuesday of the month. So if anybody's interested, that works for them.
C, discussion and possible action on appointing up to 4 alternate members to the Buildings and Standards Commission. I don't have any applications, all right? So if anyone is interested in serving on the Buildings and Standards as an alternate, there are 4 vacancies and you can fill out a application for consideration of appointment. One of the alternates would be ending October 1, 2021. 2 have already expired, so that would be, I would presume, to 2022 if that one was appointed. We will move to item D, discussion and possible action on appointment of members to the Beautification and Recycle Committee. Currently, I do not have any applications in front of us. All right, so again, if anybody is interested in serving on the Beautification and Recycle Committee, there are currently 3 vacancies. Terms expiring all 3 of them, October 1, 2022. So if anyone is interested, please fill out an application and turn it in for consideration of appointment. We will move to item E, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2021-891, an ordinance amending the 2020-2021 municipal budgets of the city of Kirby. This would be the second reading. I will entertain a motion.
Mayor, I make a motion that we accept ordinance number 0-2021-891.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Apodaca, seconded by Councilmember Salazar, to accept ordinance number O-2021-891, an ordinance amending the 2020-2021 municipal budget of the city of Kirby. Is there any discussion?
I've heard chatter, or read chatter, on the website for the city, and I get a little...
The website for the city, or...?
For both. And wherever I can find information.
The website, or a social media page?
Both. Whatever I can find, wherever, whether it's in our website or theirs.
Okay, you said I'm just trying to clarify because you said chatter on the website.
Yeah, no, it's whatever I can find, whether it's on the website.
Oh, okay.
ours or theirs.
Okay. I don't know ours or theirs. I'm sorry. I'm
just I apologize. I feel like the city wants to know where the money goes. I mean, I know there's pieces on this budget that are just listed. And I believe they want to know further details. And if we can present that somehow.
We did present it, sir, when it was voted on.
This is the second reading.
This is the second reading.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
It was presented.
And you were here, and it was discussed, and it was told where it was going.
I wasn't here last meeting. The 14th? I wasn't here.
It was told before this.
It was before then.
Yes.
It was the last one.
Right, but I guess.
It was amended the last meeting.
Right, it was amended the last meeting.
Right. If it's inquiries about where, how money is spent, the audit is posted on the website from every fiscal year. So our budgets are posted. If someone is interested, A, they can come in and request copies and ask questions, or it's readily available on the website under the city administration section. We have old budgets and current budgets posted, and any amendments are posted. And then on that same page, we have the annual audit, and it's a very extensive report prepared by independent auditors every year that breaks out where money was spent, percentages, it talks about top taxpayers, it talks about where all of the income comes from for all of our funds. So if that's what you're asking, if people want to know how the monies are spent, that's where they are.
Yeah, because they want to know.
Also, here in this, at this body, every quarter, we present to city council the current revenue and expenditure reports, as well as investment reports. And so council gets to look at all of that. Residents can also request that if they're interested as we go throughout the quarter, if you don't want to wait until, you know, end of the fiscal year.
And on our website, I haven't looked. Is there the possibility for the citizens to be able to see that?
Right.
Yes, it's KirbyTexas.gov.
That's why it's the Kirby official website.
The only real places to get city information are www.kirbytx.org, which is the official city website, or on the official City of Kirby Facebook page. Those are the only places that we post actual official city information.
And it's detailed.
If people have questions about that information, they're welcome to contact us to assist.
Okay.
Can't assist with anything that may have been read randomly somewhere else, because.
But it's detailed where they know that they don't have a question.
Yes, KirbyTexas.org, under the administration tab, it lists our fiscal year budget. It lists, while we're doing the proposed budget, it'll put a proposed budget to see what was asked for. Then it'll show what was not put in, the differences in it. So it is in there.
Okay.
In other words, there's nothing that you can find anywhere else that's unofficial.
And then,
it's not on our website.
What Susan was asking about, this information for this amendment, it's actually being circulated, I believe, right now in the audience. But also, it can be received
also
again before the agenda.
Because I understand she wants to see it up on the screen.
Right, and then Tina had actually gone over it at our last meeting on the subject.
So it's the same copy that's in your packet from this meeting. And last meeting as well.
Yeah,
those weren't here last meeting, but it's the same information that's in your packet.
Right. I saw the changes. Is there a budget for the city council members?
Okay, hold
maybe.
On. We, that's a different
we're
issue.
We're
not into
here.
That. We need to.
There's
been a motion.
Hello, out. Mayor. Sorry.
No, Lord, sorry.
Hold on. Hold on. All right. So you're asked. So, actually, is Tina here? No.
No, but I can answer any questions you have. So, in your packet, if you want to turn to the first page of where the budget amendment is listed, the first two pages are the memo from the finance director that explains these amended items. But we always put the entire budget in there. So, the city council budget is labeled as page three of that. And it lists your whole city council budget and the proposed budget. But you'll see they're exactly the same. There's no changes from what was adopted for this budget, and we're not proposing anything here. So the ones that we're proposing to change on each department budget, they are labeled and highlighted, so you know which items are being changed, and that matches what's on the cover sheet with the explanation of why they're being changed.
Right, the overall total.
Right. But that's the only budget the city council has, is what's numbered as page 3.
Okay, so my question is, I wanted to come on this council to see what I could do to help fix the streets. I mean, they are horrible. That's all I see complaints about.
Mayor, point of order. We're not even there. That's not what this is about. Please.
A motion has already been set.
Yeah, this discussion is not about streets.
Okay.
You can talk about it here.
You can bring it up at the end.
We can talk about it or request it for next time?
Request it for next time, but wait till we get here and then you can ask whatever you want. Bring up whatever you want to put on the next.
Wait, you have to talk loud so people can hear you.
All right, I'll save that.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion.
And a second.
And a second. Is there any other discussion? All right, will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number O-2021-891, amending the 2020-2021 municipal budget of the city of Kirby, passes for the second reading. We will move to item F. Update, discussion, and possible action on Springfield Road properties. I will turn this over to our city manager.
Mayor and Council, the status that I wanted to provide on this item is that we all know the city filed a lawsuit against the property owners sometime in 2020. And to date, the owner has done some construction. You'll see the photos there that show you, if you'll go back to that first one, please, Patty. Okay, so that there is in the drainage easement area behind Buzz Aldrin and in Springfield. And it runs the entire stretch of that area. And then if you'll go to that next photo, Patty, that will show at Ben Zingelman. This is the drainage swell that drops off onto Ben Zingelman Road. And then on the next one, this is just a view from inside of the property of where lots 1, 2, and 3 are located. So again, the owners have done some construction. They are not complete, and they still have failed to comply with the initial request, which was to submit the drainage report and the engineered plans for the work that they were doing. So they have had already been informed that they are assuming any risks associated with this because it still has to be inspected and comply. Our city engineer did go out today to just evaluate the progress, and he does believe that at first assessment that it will appropriately drain the area, that it should be fine. However, he can't officially say that, and so he's been able to review the report and the plans from their engineer, and we are still following up on that. So basically that's where we are right now, hoping that we can have that resolved as soon as possible, because you know, we do know that there is a potential buyer for lots 8, 9, and 10. And you all approved their specific use permit with the understanding that they could not actually construct the building unless that drainage complied with our request. So at this point, we will not do anything else with the litigation until we get the official information from our engineer.
I'm gonna see the water run uphill. There's no drop from north to south. It's flat, it's the longest sidewalk I've ever seen. And when it rained, I went up there specifically to look, and it's flat. There's no drop at all. And it was not coming out, but a bear's drip at that swale. So I don't know who engineered it,
But I guarantee you there's no drop, not even a half inch to every 100 feet as it goes from north to south. And that, you know, water doesn't run uphill unless you've got a trick going. But that's the layman's opinion, so. And it's flat, doesn't even have a valley to it. It's, I mean, it's a sidewalk is what it is. But again.
So it's not.
No, there's no, it's just like a long sidewalk. There's no drop to it. There's nothing. You go from the north. There's no drop to it at all. There should have been at the north end of it some elevation, and every either 50 to 100 feet, there has to be a drop of like a half to an inch so that you are up here, and as it goes south, it comes down and then meets that swell and it'll drain. Also, it's flat, so there's no convection to it to hold the water in. So, and I watched it when it rained. I mean, a specific reason to go down there, and it's running off the sides as quickly as it is trying to run somewhat down the middle, but there's no control there for it. I mean, the gentleman that started.
Looks like a sidewalk.
Yeah, you're right. It's flat. It's like this, and there's no drop. I mean, it's just, that would be like when you build a roof with no drop to it, and the water won't run off of it. And I don't know where our engineer got his diploma, but even I can do better than that, okay? So, and I understand we need those businesses. I get it. But I really don't want to put something into effect and say it's okay and then have it come bite us back when we get water standing there again, because if you go behind that gentleman's house right there, Mr. Shaw, the water was standing on both sides of the sidewalk. And it's going to bring mosquitoes again, and it gets hot if it rains. So we're going to be right back to where we started from with a big, nice piece of concrete.
Even after this?
And they haven't.
Well, yeah, it's flat. Go
they
walk.
They haven't submitted their plans yet anyway.
Well, I guess they're going to take a jackhammer to it and put a furrow down the middle.
They haven't even submitted.
Oh, they're not going to.
Yeah.
And who is this, DOT or the city?
Sir?
Is this city employees that does this?
No, this is a private contractor. From the get-go.
No, it's the person that, it's the owner of that property and his contractor, his group.
So the
private contractor has not sent our engineer.
Correct.
And so there's no action, there's nothing else there's we can do at this point. I said it's ongoing litigation, and so we wait until that portion is submitted. If it's not, we'll have other options that we would have to pursue.
Did they pull a permit to put that in? That's no permit. So, see, here's the point. I never can say that guy's name.
Right, but I want us to tread very lightly because this is ongoing litigation, so I'm just providing an update.
I know you are.
And we don't really want to talk about it much else.
I'm just saying it's rather annoying that he just still.
Well, just leave it alone.
All right, so we're going to move on. All right, discussion and possible action on appointment of a mayor pro tem. I just want everybody to understand this is not an appointment for another body. This is an appointment for, Kim Aldridge resigned her position, she was mayor pro tem. So between the five of y'all, there needs to be a nomination for an existing council member to be nominated for mayor pro tem to be voted on.
Mayor, go ahead and make a motion to the longest tenured councilman here, Mike Grant, to be appointed to that position.
Second. All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Salazar, 2 seconds by Councilmember Martin and Apodaca, so whichever they said at the same time. We'll go with Councilmember Apodaca. Just because I heard that one first, right there.
Thank you.
All right, so Councilmember Salazar and seconded by Councilmember Apodaca. Is there any discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Abstain.
Councilmember Apodaca?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so Councilmember Grant has been appointed to Mayor Pro Tem until our new Mayor Pro Tem could be appointed through the May term, because another one will be, could be the same person, who knows? But that will be existing every election. We have to appoint another Mayor Pro Tem. All right, let me remember Mayor Pro Tem Grant now if I have to call you again. All right.
I'm going to call you with a bad name.
Right. Discussion and possible, right? All right. Discussion and possible action on community development block grant intergovernmental cooperative agreement with Bexar County for participation in the county's 2020 year CDBG program funding Borchers Drive from Deer Grove to Ackerman Road. Just for everybody, the CDBG is just short for Community Development Block Grant. I will turn this over to our city manager.
All right, so last year we applied for a CDBG grant to rehabilitate Borchers Road, and Bexar County funded us for $353,000 for that project. And then within our current city budget, we added 20% to that, because CDBG grants are 80-20 reimbursement. So again, we don't get a check from the county in advance. The city has to budget the full amount for the engineering plans, for the construction, and everything. And then they used to have the rule that you could only get reimbursed 80% of construction. This agreement is now reflecting a new rule that says you can get reimbursed 80%, period.
Engineering and all?
Yeah, so whether we use that for engineering fees or what they call professional services plus construction, that is totally up to us. So one thing you'll see different in this agreement than prior ones, there's a page on here where they list some percentages.
Yeah.
And you'll see the one in your packet on that page two of that agreement has 0%, because I will have to fill that in based on the proposal that we got from our engineers, M&S, who we also hired to design this project. So that was back in November of 2020. Council approved an agreement with M&S for $34,400. So I'm waiting for clarification from the county on, do they actually want me to take that $34,400 and break that out into those percentages and list them here that way, or if they if it'll suffice to give them the dollar amount breakdown.
Just an aggregate instead of a line item. Would that be right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they're asking for. And so that's really the only difference in the way the new agreements are structured. So we have to approve this first, then it goes to Bexar County Commissioner's Court for them to approve it. Again, the funding's already approved. This is just executing the agreement so we can get started.
And Monique, just because there was a citizen's participation that mentioned roads, can you please explain how the streets and how the CDBG fund can only be used?
Yes,
just
ma'am.
To determine about that.
So actually back in 2019, the city's engineers, M&S Engineering, prepared a street assessment plan for the city of Kirby. And so what we have been doing since that plan was adopted, I believe in March of that year, it is also posted on the website under public notices, is that they broke it out over 3 years. So they listed the worst condition streets based on an actual assessment. They drove around the streets with equipment that could rate the streets based on the way they ride. And then they also sent out a crew to physically get out and look at streets and rate them as well. So our streets were all scored from worst condition to best condition. So we have been working down that assessment. So for the year, the first year one, they said that we should reconstruct Borchers. So what we started doing before we could apply for CDBG funds for roads that qualify for low to moderate income. So for example, we could not ever apply for a CDBG grant for Ackerman or Benzingelman or streets that are mostly in commercial areas, even like here at Hedwig and Bowman area, because it's commercial. Those don't qualify as low to moderate income. So most of the streets that we can apply for CDBG are residential streets. And they're looking at the actual income rates of the residents that live on that street based on the number of houses. So again, we're working down that assessment plan. Borchers was next in line, does qualify for low to moderate income. So that's why we applied for the Borchers grant, and it was funded. Now, Kirby has been getting CDBG funding almost every year since 1989. There was a year not too long ago where we were denied funding a particular year. And in the last, I'm going to say 4 years, we've gotten the highest amounts of CDBG funding in Kirby's history because staff decided to step out and start requesting more money. Because we would go to these sessions and see that there are some cities asking for $500,000 or what have you, and they have a lot more money than Kirby. So when we just did, I think Hickory Hill was the last street we did, we got almost $500,000 because we just went ahead and asked for it. So we're at a point now where we start asking for more money.
Didn't we try to do SWAN first?
Didn't we?
No, sir.
They didn't approve that one. Is that not it?
No, they didn't approve the second phase of Hickory Hill.
Hickory Hill.
So Hickory Hill has one portion of the streets that qualifies for low to moderate.
Right,
income,
right.
And the portion that we applied for the second phase did not qualify.
Right, I remember that. My end didn't qualify.
Right. So we moved on to, again, next in line on the street assessment. And so, again, we would do the same thing potentially next year, look at what the next street is.
Right.
And that street assessment also talked about what we could do to extend the life of some of our streets. So, for example, we may not have the money to totally reconstruct it, but through slurry seal and crack sealing, we could extend the life of the streets a little bit. So we just finished a slurry seal project earlier this month that had started around November of last year, where we slurry sealed several areas, actually.
Buzz Aldrin.
Boatman.
Jay, Boatman, Blue Spruce, I believe. Okay. So there were several that we did. So that is completed, and that was paid for out of the street maintenance tax, which is also in our city budget. Every year we collect about $70,000. So that's what
and
goes
that
directly
is
to
also
a street
voted
project.
Approved.
Right.
Every
so voted and approved in the budget as to what project we will do.
Just like that, the citizens know that we're trying the best that we can. We are.
Right.
And we're trying to fix all the streets that we can. But
and the biggest challenge is that the streets did not deteriorate in 2 years or three years or 4 years. It is a 50-year lack of maintenance, so we will not be able to swoop in and fix, all the streets at one time. The last assessment, I think before this street assessment, I want to say it was 2012, because it was before I got here, it showed that there was like $10 million worth of road repairs just in one section of the city.
Yep.
And so that is not, something that we are able to do at one time. So best we can do is try to get certain streets at a time, go in the order of the score, because we do get a lot of inquiries about, well, why did you pick this street over that street? And Swan is in the plan, it just wasn't next in line.
And just to let you all know that we are trying. So, be patient and things will get done.
What's your address on Rutledge, sir?
2402.
I used to live 2410, and it's right there right there on the corner.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Telegraph and Rutledge was done.
I was going to say.
A portion of it was and that was CDBG money also that year.
Yeah, but we just want to rest assured that y'all will understand that we're trying.
Mike,
we're trying the best that we can.
Could you go by and address that situation for that gentleman?
Yep. Thank you.
You would?
Great.
Yes, sir.
All right. So on this item, is there any other discussion for our city manager?
If I could ask quickly. This is based off the M&S.
Evaluation.
Our engineer, the assessment.
Yeah, the engineering. And are they doing the work or having someone do the work?
So M&S Engineering is doing the design and the bidding, and they'll monitor and inspect the street. We have to go through the bidding process because that's one piece that I missed. I'm sorry. With CDBG grants, because Bexar County is the oversight for those, you have to do a sealed bid and publicly open those bids and take the low bid. So you either take the low bid contractor or you must reject all bids.
When
we're paying out of our own city funds, like for example, Ackerman Road, funded by the taxpayers through a bond, we will be able to do what we call competitive bids, where we'll have scoring criteria that we get to look at and decide, okay, this one may be the cheapest contractor, but this company we know has done a great job for us on a certain project. We'd rather spend a little bit more and go with them. We can legally do that. But with a CDBG project, because of the requirements that the county has, you have to take the low bid. And it's a process they have in place to try to diversify the numbers of contractors that are selected and get these jobs. So we don't know who's going to do the construction yet. We just know that M&S is going to design it, and they'll be in charge of monitoring the construction.
This was a 3-year plan, right?
No, sir. This will take a year. You in the
no, oh, no, no, not just the one street. I'm talking about the whole, all the streets that they listed on that.
A street assessment?
You're actually talking about the street assessment. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about this agreement for this project. Yeah, the street assessment listed every street in Kirby, but it only gave us a maintenance plan for 3 years. So
not the replacement
plan said, do these streets in 20, do these streets in 21, do these streets in 22.
Right.
And then they're done. And then we will have to go back and then look at what streets are next and come up with the next 3 years. Because by then, you're now wiping streets off the plan that have been done, and then you go to the next.
They go from the top to the bottom.
We didn't ask them to give us a plan of which streets to do for 10 years. We just said do all the streets and then tell us which ones take priority for the next 3 years.
For the next three.
Because they also have cost assessments in there, and you can't cost it out that far because, you know, costs for materials and things go up pretty much every year.
Right,
so,
okay. I was just trying to hopefully be able to give the citizens some hope that these streets are someday soon.
And like I said, that's posted online. They can see that plan as well, and they can see the categories of the streets, which are color-coded and everything.
And your estimate of maybe how long before all the streets that M&S has listed are fixed, which is all the streets basically in the city. Do you have an estimate?
There's no estimate for every street. There's only estimates for 3 years for all
right.
The streets are listed, but the cost estimates are only for 20, 21, and 22.
Right.
If you try to expend past about 3 years, I mean, material costs, they're not dropping. You're looking at least 8 to 10% every year cost of, you know, rise. And it's kind of hard to go out past about a 3-year term. We looked at that 2 or 3 different times, and that's the shortest amount of, the longest shortest amount of time. Now, how's that for a conflict answer? But it is the truth.
But yeah, we want the citizens to understand that the county is helping us with this. So whenever we tell y'all that we're presenting this to the county to go up there to the commissioner's court and help us, you know, tell them that we need funding for these projects. And our precinct 4 commissioner is
Tommy Calvert.
Calvert for right now. But when we tell you that that's what we're putting in for the county, you know, hey, let's get up there to commissioner's court to help persuade them to help us.
And if you can't go in person, you can write letters, you
yes.
can send emails. Oh. You know, we've asked residents to do that, you know, in the past. Don't know that anyone has done that, but we're welcome besides the mayor.
Right. What, you could also stop by and find out where Rutledge is on that, if that's any help to you, okay? I mean, we do hear you. It's just that's probably one of the hardest questions we have, and it's the hardest one to answer.
Yes, sir.
I mean.
But we're trying.
We're trying, I promise you. I live on Ben Zingelman. We have been had so much fun there, you don't know.
All right, let's move back to this item.
Yes, ma'am.
Discussion and possible action on community development block grant intergovernmental cooperative agreement with Bexar County for participation in county's 2020 year CDBG program funding Fortress Drive from Deer Grove to Ackerman Road. Do you just need somebody to, or does it need to be posed as accepting?
Just a motion to approve the
amendment.
I make a motion, we approve. Do I got to read the whole thing?
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem Grant, seconded by Councilmember Hernandez to accept the Community Development Block Grant Intergovernmental Cooperative Agreement with Bexar County for participation in the county's 2020 year CDBG program funding Borchers Drive from Deer Grove to Ackerman Road. Is there any further discussion?
No. Lisa read it for you.
I know, she is so nice.
Will our city secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Grant?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to miss her, you know?
Yes.
Councilmember Salazar?
Yes.
Councilmember Hernandez?
Yes.
Councilmember Martin?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, so that agreement has passed. Go get it. All right, we will move to item 9A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events and community interest. Mayor Pro Tem Grant.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed the first meeting. To everybody, Happy New Year. What had happened, my wife had to be admitted to the hospital. She had blood clots in her leg and lungs. So that was a bad day. I wasn't here. Apologize for that. But, you know, new year, new start. Thank y'all for coming. And honestly, we do hear you, and we try as hard as we can. Just keep reminding us. We'll work with you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Councilmember Salazar.
It's like Mike said, we're trying. Contrary to what Facebook community page says, that's not our site. Look at our site and you'll know the truth. We're here to make sure. I was talking to some of these people earlier, and you know, I own three properties in here. My extended family owns eight more. So I do have a vested interest in Kirby, you know, and I'm concerned about its taxes. I'm concerned about its roads, its drainage. I'm concerned about all that, you know. But here, when you see people come out, you know, on Facebook, have no clue what they're talking about, but yet, you know, don't come to us so we can explain it to them, or don't look on the site so we can explain it to them. That's all I ask, is that y'all, you know, come ask us. I mean, everybody knows where I live. You can come help me in my garden while we talk about it.
As long as I get some onions.
Yeah, you should have been there helping me plant 400 onions. But that's all.
Councilmember Hernandez.
What I was trying to get at earlier, when we paused that, was I know the budget has everything situated right now. I didn't see anywhere in there where we had a set aside amount of money where the city council itself could actually do something about stuff they want to talk about and fix or correct. Can we get something like that? A small little budget?
No. Doesn't work that way. That's why you have the general.
Don't discuss it. Take that. Set up an appointment with Monique, or just call Monique and let Monique explain that to you.
All right. And there was another thing. Shoot. Kick that one out of my head already. I'll pass. I'll remember.
If you think about it, let me know and I'll come back to you. Councilmember Apodaca.
Two things. The Kirby Senior Center is having a spaghetti dinner on February 12th. The cost is $10, and the tickets are pre-sale. And they can be delivered in the evening or no?
Go ahead, I'll finish it.
Okay, they're gonna be providing plates during lunchtime and for dinner from 5 to 7.
Well, the lunch is just for the businesses.
Yeah.
So if anybody would like in City Hall, please, fire, whatever.
I'm gonna call on Councilmember Martin too, so that they can.
All to go plates.
Yes.
Yes, all to go.
And we'll deliver.
will deliver. Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay, Councilmember Martin.
As Sylvia was saying, the Kirby Senior Center is going to have a Valentine's dinner and lunching for February 12th. Norma, if I get it wrong, correct me. But the lunch is for the businesses here in Kirby. You can either call the Senior Center or call a board member or somebody and they'll sell you a ticket. Or if y'all want to get together and just tell us how many plates you want, we'll be happy to deliver it during y'all's lunch hour. And for this, for the citizens that we're selling tickets to, it's from 5 to 7. It's $10. And I hope y'all come support the Senior Center, but we sure need y'all's help.
And just with that, so if you are a board member and you have tickets, or even if you're not a board member and you have tickets, can you raise your hand and then everybody, so Susan and Sylvia and Mike, and then of course Norma's back there, and you can get them at the Senior Center as well. So if you're interested in those tonight, you can see one of those individuals and get those tickets. All right, did you remember what you wanted?
One of them.
All right, Councilmember Hernandez.
All right. The main entrance into Kirby. I talked to the gentleman out there about the form that we can have him turn in, that we might be able to help him fix the front of his stores.
The Economic Development Committee?
Yeah.
Yes, I haven't heard nothing from them recently.
They have meetings, regular meetings.
But I remember the older gentleman, white hair, that left right when I came in. I used to like his name.
Jerry.
I forgot.
Jerry Lehman.
Yeah, Jerry. I would see pictures of him shaking people's hands, giving them, you know, whatever help they can, you can give them as far as with that.
Those were the Business of the Month awards.
Yeah.
But as far as if somebody is, if you're talking about the facade grant, then they just can apply for that through the Economic Development Committee.
Because I would really like to see that front area of our city kind of dressed up a little, and if we had to provide some help, incentive, per se.
If he's interested, he can fill out an application with them.
About a business? Are you talking about our property, sir?
I'm sorry, sir?
Are you talking about a business asking that?
That's not discussed.
Yeah. Okay.
No discussing.
Well, we're trying to understand.
Right.
Just so he'd understand.
But we can't discuss it, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it becomes a discussion about that.
We're just trying to understand the difference.
Yes. Well, y'all can discuss it afterwards if there's only three of y'all, but no more.
Okay, we can do it. Yeah, because I mean, so you understand. Yeah, I understand. I think I know what he's talking about.
All right.
We're setting all this up for next.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
I just wanted to mention that I don't know if we're being filmed or as such. And then we also held the, we're recording this, right, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have our citizens here that always come, and we seriously appreciate you for coming. I know we're wasting your hours for you having to sit here. But those of you that are listening, viewing, I would beseech you to please give us a hand with these ventures that we want to do, that you see us want to do. And the committees that we have, they're very enjoyable to go to. It usually only takes 2 hours, two times a month. And you could really do some good helping the city that you want to get fixed by maybe showing some, some desire to help and show up maybe for these committees. That's it.
So thank you everybody for coming this evening. I want to wish Devonna a very happy retirement. I know that the city of Kirby and especially the police department will truly miss her. She is, Councilmember Salazar talked about her smile. She is very infectious and she is very positive, and so it's, she's a pleasant to be around. So I know that you guys will miss her and we will miss her too. Again, Senior Center spaghetti dinner. So again, please get with those individuals or at the Senior Center and support that. As far as the ESD, Roger, that will be on a subsequent meeting to discuss exactly what you talked about. And just a reminder, candidate filing for city council and for mayor is ends on February 12th. So you can get candidate packets here at City Hall Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you wish to run for office and get on the ballot. Again, thank you everybody for being here. And is there anything that, anybody else? All right, meeting adjourned. Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh.